This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Creating mobile marketplaces is a trend due to the high smartphone penetration in Southeast Asia. And today we have two homegrown companies, Closet Styles and Snapsell, both in the space that allows users to buy and sell. Fong Kam Ling is from Closet Styles and Sui Wai Ho is from Snapsell. Okay, welcome guys. And I know we'll talk a little bit about history, but how you guys also know each other. But you know the space that you're in. Tell us a little bit about Snapsell, and then we'll talk a little bit about Carousell.
Yeah, sure. So basically, Snapsell is a mobile marketplace. So we have an app in the iOS platform and also Android platform. So Snapsell is a one-stop mobile solution for mobile commerce. So we want to provide a convenient way for sellers to sell their stuff. And then we also want to provide a convenient way for buyers to shop and buy stuff from Snapsell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kam Ling, Closet Styles, yes.
Yes. Tell us about Closet Styles. That.
And how you guys, you know, because I want to talk then, how you guys different. But anyway, tell me about Closet Styles first.
Yes, Closet Styles, we are in a niche market of helping women turn their closets into cash. Uh-huh. So we are a buy-sell fashion marketplace for women to easily sell their clothes. It can be clothes, bags, shoes that they do not wear anymore and earn from it and use that same money to buy what they would wear today.
Okay, so yours is niche into clothes and I guess shoes and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
And you do everything?
Yes, everything.
Okay, so why do you think it's an advantage for you to niche and for you to do everything?
Because I think our objective is to provide a convenient way for people to sell. Uh-huh. So we don't really care what they want to sell because we got items from clothes, you know, from shoes or even cars, mm-hmm. selling on Snapsell. Mm-hmm. So our objective is to aim for selling easily through our platform.
Right.
So that's our objective.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't really care what people are selling. As long as they can sell easily, that's our objective.
Okay. And for you, why the niche into, you know, women's clothes?
I believe being niche, you are able to maximize the shopping experience and selling experience within a fashion, the fashion context. Mm. So certain features and certain features, they actually cater to just fashion. Mm. For example, size matches, measurement matches, and even the interactions between the community. What I'm doing here is to draw the right community of fashion lovers, mm-hmm. and women into the platform, so the experience for women can be maximized for fashion buying and selling,
right.
In that sense.
Yes. You have a story. It's with your four sisters, right?
Yes, I'm really lucky to have four sisters, and that also means that I have four closets to actually take my clothes from. I always it's usual for women to always think that other people have like
better clothes,
yes. So that's when I came up with the concept of what if I can own closets belonging to other women as well, other than just that additional four closets. So that's, to me, I mean, or to any other women out there, it's an unlimited fashion to shop from. Mm. And of course, I believe other than you shopping, you sell as well. So in a sense, at the end of the day, you can own healthier closets because you're sharing your closet with others as well.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. How do people feel about pre-loved items though? In your case, how do people feel about it though?
I believe that the younger generation today, they are more accepted, more acceptable to pre-loved fashion.
Okay.
I mean, if you are buying an item at up to 80%, why not? And it's still in good condition. You can actually save a lot of, you know, buying from Closet Styles rather than from retail. So that's what people like about us. Our buyers keep coming back because of how good deals these items are.
Right. And what's your story behind starting this?
So I am an app developer, uh-huh. so I need to constantly upgrade my device to the latest so that I could test my app.
Mm.
So I needed a way to get rid of my old devices. So I often sell them away through the forums and some online marketplace. But I find it's quite troublesome. you know, to sell it on those platforms. For example, I need to snap the photo of my product with my smartphone or digital camera. Then I need to manually transfer them to my computer. Then only I can upload to the marketplace. So what if we can do everything right from one single app? So that would be very convenient and very useful for all the people. So that's how the idea came by. So that's why I do SnapSell.
Okay, so wait, what you guys are doing, isn't eBay doing that already? Or so how are you guys different?
Yes, eBay has an app, but the app is only catered for buying products. But they are not catered for sellers to sell their product through the app. So that's a problem, actually. So people can't sell through the app. But the difference of SnapSell is that we can sell and also buy through SnapSell app.
So the name Snap and then sell.
Yes, correct.
And so for you, don't you think that, you know, eBay, the likes of eBay, is already the first place that people will go to?
I mean, like I mentioned, being in a fashion niche market, that's where you can get the experience maximized. For us, of course, we do. It's actually mobile first as well. So you're able to download Closet Styles app by simply searching Closet Styles on Apple App Store, and after that, we are actually catering to busy working women who do not have time to manage buy and sell activities.
Okay.
So many a times people have neglected the fact that in a C2C marketplace, these are people who may not understand the operational needs and the transactional needs of handling e-commerce. So for us, we are providing an end-to-end solution for our stylemates, for our users.
Okay, let's say I got plenty of baju I want to sell. So what do I do?
So all you need to do is to snap the picture of the items that you want to sell,
right?
And then you can actually list it up within 60 seconds.
Okay.
Once it's listed up, if any buyer, they want to buy the item, they just have to pay using credit card, debit card, or even bank transfer, or even 7-Eleven. And after that, the seller will receive a notification to arrange for the delivery. The delivery can be arranged through the app within 15 seconds. So that's how convenient it is.
Someone will come and collect it.
Yes. Leave all the hassle to us. We are the experts in this field, and that's what we can actually help busy working women to handle all this. So a courier will be sent to your doorstep to collect the item anytime from the next day onwards.
Okay.
And it will be delivered on the next day delivery to the buyer.
Right.
So the shortest period that the buyer can receive the item is 2 days.
Okay.
Which is
you said credit card payment paid to who?
We do have a partner, payment gateway partner who is handling this for us. So we really work closely with the payment and the delivery service providers. That's why we can provide a seamless experience for our stylemates.
Okay.
I mean, I call my users my stylemates.
Okay.
Yes.
For you, is that the same process?
Yes, the same process. So you just snap a photos. You can list your product on the marketplace. So if you want to buy something, you just add it to your cart and then you pay through the app.
Right.
Self. And then you also get escrow service. So for example, when the buyer buys something, we actually hold the fund for them, and then we'll inform the seller to ship out the product to the buyer. So once the buyer receives the product and they're satisfied with it, then only we release the payment to the seller. So the whole process is secure and very simple.
Okay, so you also only release the payment after?
Yes, we do have a style secured buyer's protection as well. Yeah, so that they can shop with confidence and from the comfort of their home as well.
So revenues for you guys is a cut from the transaction?
Yes.
So same for you as
well? Yes, it's the same.
All right, and we'll continue the conversation about how this was something that you all were working with Lead Ventures in their startup pre-accelerator program, right? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Fong Kam Ling from Closet Styles and Sui Wai Ho from SnapSell. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and I'm speaking to Fong Kam Ling from Closet Styles and Sui Wai Ho from SnapSell. Of course, it's open for business, and we're talking about how these two companies, apps, and helping you to sell your products. And with Kam Ling, they focus more on women's items, clothes and shoes, I guess. And, you know, with Wai Ho covers a larger gamut, right? You guys also met at the Lead Ventures program, right? Tell us a little bit about that experience.
So Mike Smith's Alpha Startup, our 1337 Alpha Startup pre-accelerator program is where we met. Mm-hmm. And it's really lucky that, you know, for Closet Sales to be selected as one of the winner for batch 4. Uh-huh. And that's why we got accepted into the 1337 Lead Accelerator Program. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing journey, you know, how they actually started to be part of the team from the start and towards even until today, of how, you know, they have helped in terms of the connections and they know what to do and they kind of understand how things works as well.
Right.
So that's is really grateful that, you know, we are actually part of the program.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got a 10,000 ringgit funding to get it going and all that.
Yes, we did have some funding to start building our product with our initial pre-seed round of funding.
So you're looking at more funding?
We kind of got a second round as well.
Okay.
Yes, but definitely we are looking into marketing funding because the second round is for product development.
Okay.
So we are in talks with some investors now. Nothing is finalized yet. Mm-hmm. We do not know who is going to lead the round, and but hopefully we can come to a conclusion sooner later.
Okay, yeah. And for you, why?
Yeah, so the Alpha Startup was a very great thing to join, mm-hmm. actually, because they taught you how to build from a very simple idea to MVP. So it's kind of very fun, and I also enjoyed it very well. And the other thing is that they provide you mentorship, so they guide you through the whole startup thing, so how to build your startup, how to they also give you like feedback on your idea and all those stuff, so which I really appreciate it. And
okay, so when you all were working on the project and all that, you all had some initial ideas. Were some things changed because they prodded and asked you some questions and you realized, oh yeah, I shouldn't have done it this way? But what were some of the learnings there?
Yes, because like when you have an idea, because it's just you and the idea, so you don't get a lot of feedback from all around. So once I joined the Alpha Startup, you know, I get feedback from, you know, those guys are professionals. So their feedback is definitely useful for us. So yeah, in fact, we did change a few things in our design concept and a little bit of stuff, you know, based on their comments on our initial ideas. Yeah, so it helps a lot.
For you?
For us, it's not so much of changes. Mm. It's more of the how we can actually accelerate and grow faster.
Right.
A little bit on how we refocus ourselves on what's important in Closet Styles for it to accelerate better.
Okay.
So that was the main thing that really pushed us.
So what's important to refocus?
I actually refocus on really focusing on really helping busy working women and what busy working are really looking at.
Okay.
So that's why the convenience part and about how we focus on, you know, mid to high end fashion labels, that is where it has changed from day one until today. So our branding and our way of marketing has changed along the way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in this case, for you guys, the more users sell, the more money you make. That, I mean, basically to encourage that. So how do you ensure that there'll be some active and there's some people who have just registered but not active? How do you try to encourage everyone to be active?
Now, having the exciting features and exciting, people. I mean, I always believe that if you have items with good pictures and you have fashionistas with great products to sell on Closet Styles, people will come, because who would want to miss shopping from a fashionista's closet whom you have been admiring their styles, right?
Okay.
So we have an exciting announcement to make, actually. Okay. You know, on BFM. So Cheezalan, a fashion blogger, she is selling on Closet Styles in August.
Right.
So Cheezalan is actually she actually won some awards, and that includes the Asia Pacific Fashion Blog Award. And other than her, we also have actress.
Okay.
Actresses, actually. Right. So actresses like, there's this an actress from Ice Kacang Puppy Love is going to start selling as well. So other than actresses, the...
So that's important, huh? Yeah, I mean, host, building the brand as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Models. So you, subsequently, I think our stylemates can actually look forward to more fashionistas coming on board to sell on closet styles. Mm.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, and for you?
Yeah, so we have a very great feature in SnapCell, which is our messaging system.
Mm-hmm.
So we also created a kind of a mascot for SnapCell, which we call it SnapCell Sifu.
Okay.
So it's a very friendly character because we keep on chatting with you, our users,
uh-huh.
to keep them interact with the app.
Uh-huh.
So, and recently we partnered with GrabCar from MyTaxi.
Uh-huh.
So we are providing a 5 ringgit voucher for the users to actually 5 ringgit voucher discount for their Grab car rides.
Mm-hmm.
So all you need to do is just download the app and then SnapCell Sifu will greet you and then you just reply the message with Grab car and then you'll get the code for your 5 ringgit voucher discount for your Grab car ride.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it for you? Was it easy getting the funding as well?
Not very easy because we did put a lot of effort on it.
Mm.
So currently we are raising our seed round.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been talking with a few VCs. Mm. And of course, if let's say there are more potential VCs coming in, we are welcome.
Mm.
So we are actually raising our seed round right now.
All right. Yeah. So we'll be interesting to see how this develops in the next couple of months. All the best to the both of you. I've been speaking to Fong Kam Ling from Closet Styles and Sui Wai Ho from SnapCell. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.